The image constantly splashed on television sets and newspapers is sure to be indelible. Helmeted, goggled officers armed with guns seizing the child who'd been hiding in a closet. The imagery and publicity, of course, make the alien Gonzalez case unique. But the boy's forcible return to his father from the extended relatives who claim to have his best interests at heart is the least remarkable feature of the story. The boy's Miami relatives have argued passionately that their enemy is a heartless immigration law, cruelly enforced by the Attorney General. Their core strategy, then, has been to get their case transferred from the federal courts to a Florida family court, which they presumed would be more interested in the boy's best interests. And yet the truth is that the relative's real foe is not Janet Reno or any oddity of immigration law, but an age-old legal principle embedded in both federal and state law that children belong with their parents. And this is true even in cases where extended family members have played an important role in raising a child and where tragic circumstances suggest the need to maintain those ties. Take, for example, a case from Illinois 4 years ago. There, after a divorce, a woman was awarded custody of her daughter. 3 years later, the girl suffered disabling injuries in an auto crash and received a settlement award worth several million dollars. The girl continued to live with her mother and her mother's sister until the mother died of cancer. As the mother had requested in her will, the aunt continued to care for the girl, and the girl, then 16 years old, indicated that she wanted to stay with her aunt. The trial court agreed, finding that the girl's father had been out of the picture for many years. But the appellate court, at the father's urging, overturned the lower court, emphasizing that a parent's superior rights must prevail. In child custody disputes, the court reminded the aunt, it is an accepted presumption that the right of a natural parent in the care, custody, and control of a child is superior to the claim of a third person. Even an aunt who had shaped her life around caring for a disabled child, even one with whom the teenaged girl wished to live. And here's the ultimate point for the Gonzalez relatives. Even when the lower court, hearing all the evidence, finds that it would be in the child's best interest to remain with extended family. An even clearer example of the strength of paternity in the eyes of the law is a case from Montana. A sad story, it reads more like fiction. A married woman had two boys. Her husband was not the natural father of either one. The natural father, a fellow named Frank, went to prison for theft just before the second boy was born and stayed there for 5 years. During this time, the woman's husband, Jim, the man the boys regarded as their father, was arrested too and sent to prison. The two boys lived with their mother alone then until she was murdered, a murder the boys, then aged 3 and 2, probably witnessed. Upon hearing of his wife's death, Jim sent the boys to live with their aunt and uncle in Montana while he served out his sentence. When he got out of prison, he joined the boys and lived with them until he died 3 years later. The boys, however, did not remain fatherless for long. Frank, the biological father they did not know, tracked them down in Montana after his release from prison and demanded custody. The boys, having suffered the loss of two parents, had then been living with their aunt and uncle for almost 8 years. They had had no contact whatsoever with their natural father, apparently from the time he went to prison 10 years before. No matter, ruled the Montana Supreme Court, Frank's biological connection trumped the relationship the boys had built with their aunt and uncle. The court expressed concern for the impact the change of custody would have on the already emotionally fragile children. But, the justices wrote, that was of no concern to the law. There was simply no legal basis for delaying a transfer of the boys to their father. And so it's not surprising that young alien Gonzalez, at least for now, is back with his father. The wonder, perhaps, is that his Miami relatives wanted so badly to get into family court in the first place. I'm Amy Guida.